بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: وفر اللحى واحفو الشوارب، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما relates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: وفر اللحى، extend the beard. وَحْفُ الشَّوَارِبْ and reduce the mustache. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given two commands. The first is extend the beard. So extend the beard, lengthen the beard. So the hadith itself implies that there is no, the hadith doesn't seem to imply how long you have to keep lengthening the beard. But Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the narrator of this hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah, he mentions this hadith. After mentioning this hadith, he mentions that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever his beard would reach the length of a fist, then he would cut it off afterwards. From that we understand that beyond that a person does not need to lengthen his beard. So this is the first command given in the hadith, that a person must lengthen his beard, and he must lengthen it, you can say, minimum one fist. And beyond that, the ulama have differed. Some ulama say that it is better to keep shortening it to one face. Some ulama have said that a person may lengthen it further. But a person must lengthen it to that extent. And the ulama, Shaykhul Hadith, has in Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, has written that there are some sins which are done, and when they are done, a person is finished from that sin. A person does ghibah of someone. He sinned. But when he has finished, then he is no longer getting the sin of ghibah. It is recorded in his account. And some sins are continuous, that a person whilst the sin is associated with him, the sin is continuously being written. And this is, Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has given the example of a person not lengthening his beard to the shari'i amount as an example. That because this is a continuous action, then whilst that beard is not shari'i, a person is continuous, his sin is continuously being written for him. So that means, for example, if a person, he does not have a shari'i beard in the month of Ramadan, every moment of Ramadan, sin is being written for him. That means that if a person, he reaches Laylatul Qadr and he does not have a shari'i beard, or he has not done tawbah and made sure that he has made an intention to keep a shari'i beard, then every moment of Laylatul Qadr, sin is also being written for him. So this is the first command given in the hadith. The second command given in the hadith is that a person should remove the mustache. Now the ulama, looking at all the multiple narrations regarding the mustache, they have said that the ideal, the sunnah method, is that a person, he doesn't shave the mustache, he trims it. But he trims it so much that the skin of the lip is showing. So you can say he trims it, but he trims it so with so much emphasis that it almost looks like it is shaven. So this is the sunnah mustache. And based on some narrations, we understand that a person should clean himself every Friday. So the ideal is that a person does this every Friday. Now what is the length which the mustache cannot go beyond? So the ulama have written that the mustache must not go beyond the lip. Meaning if it begins covering the lip, then a person must shave it. So these are two commands which are mentioned regarding the hair. Now because we are on the topic of hair, we may as well discuss the topic of the hair on the head. Now the hair on the head, there is no minimum for it. The maximum is that it should not go beyond the shoulder. Apart from that, what was the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So from looking at all the narrations, the ulama have said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice with hair was either one of two things. Some ulama have said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would try to keep his hair up to the midpoint of the ears. But sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a busy person. He would try to keep it there, sometimes it would lengthen to the neck before he would get a chance to cut it back. Sometimes it would lengthen all the way to the shoulders before he would get a chance to cut it back. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to endeavor to keep his hair to that point. And other ulama have said no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice was that he would let his hair grow all the way to his shoulder. Then he would cut it back to his ear. And then he would let it grow all the way once again. So these are two opinions of the ulama. And the final ruling which needs discussing in Gida and Gida is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that one part of the hair of the head is shaved and another is left. That means a person cannot shave any part of the hair. So shave means you can say zero, one, two, anything which looks similar to shaving. If any one part of the hair is shaved and another is left, this is impermissible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice among these sunan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin.